There is a distinction between Brahman consciousness and Purushottama consciousness. Brahman consciousness is the consciousness of oneness. Without complexity. Purushottama is one but with all the complexities. Now since there is only one Brahman, there are not two Brahmans, there is only one Brahman. When all human limitations are dissolved, when the egoistic consciousness is dissolved, then the experience you have is of oneness. Not even you being one, because even that is short of oneness. The sense of you-ness, I-ness is dissolved. Now very often therefore you feel that there is only divine everywhere. One reality everywhere. The presence of the divine everywhere. And your living experience, you feel the divine, you yourself are divine. That is also a kind of experience of avatar. It is simply the human ascension which brings about this experience of oneness with the divine. It is again not a direct descent of the divine, divine himself taking charge of a human form right from birth. Such is not the phenomenon. But many yogis can justifiably call themselves as avatars. In this special sense, when there is oneness with the Brahma, when there is dissolution of all identity of your individuality, all your egoism, then there is another phenomenon which also takes place, again in the sense of human essence. When you rise from lower levels to the higher levels of consciousness, then you feel that there is not only oneness with the divine, but something of Purushottama also manifests through you, enters into your human parts. In the divine consciousness, there are three important elements. The oneness of the Brahman, the dynamic power of the divine, and the supreme divine himself who encompasses all the powers. As Sri Krishna will say later on, who combines himself both akshara and kshara, the immobile and the mobile. He is neither immobile alone nor mobile alone, but who combines both mobility and immobility. So Purushottama has both immobile and mobile. The immobile oneness and the mobile omnipotence. These three elements go together whenever you speak of divine consciousness. The divine power is also called in our mystic language the divine mother. In the Vedic language, it is called Aditi. So Supreme Purushottama, then there is Aditi, and then there is a Brahmi consciousness of oneness. Now Aditi has a further complexity. Aditi is the power of the divine and manifests the power of the divine in the individuality. Aditi herself is cosmic. The Purushottama is transcendental in every sense, transcends everything to such an extent that Sri Krishna says that in my transcendental aspect, they are in me but I am not in them. The whole world is in him, but he cannot be exhausted in all that is there. He is so transcendental that in the Atharvaveda it is called Uchishta. He is the remainder. When everything that you can conceive is exhausted, there is still something that remains, a remainder. That is Purushottama, the transcendental. But again, it's not only transcendental, he is all also at the same time. So there is a Purushottama, there is a Divine Mother who is cosmic, but the Divine has also the power of individuality. Now this power of the individuality is called the Son, either the individual or Jiva or the Son. This is in the Christian theory of incarnation. There is the Son of God incarnated on the earth. The Supreme Divine is both here in this world as well as above the world. It is said that the Supreme Divine is in the heart of man. By the heart is meant the inner heart, the cave of the yogin. It is not the external physical heart, but the inner heart in which the Divine is located along with our own true soul. But there is also the Divine above. In the mystic language it is called the heaven. That is why in the Christian doctrine, Father who is in heaven, the Father who is in heaven, he is always with the Son. The Supreme Divine and the Jiva, they are always together. We have in India a corresponding idea of Nara Narayana. The Nara is the Son, Narayana is the Supreme. Now if you make an ascent into the Divine, then there is a response from above. You meet the Divine, Divine descends, and he may descend basically in the aspect of the Son of God. Not the totality of the Divine, but the Son of God, the Jiva aspect, becomes more manifest, more at work. That is why in the Christian doctrine there is the idea of Trinity. If you want to have the corresponding words of Trinity in Indian language, in Indian terminology, you have the Purushottama, the Father, you have the jiva and the aditi, and then you have the brahmic consciousness. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, is the Brahmic consciousness. There is a description of Jesus who feels the descent of the Holy Ghost. And with that comes down so many powers of the divine, and they manifest even in his disciples, the apostles. It's a true description of the descent of the divine consciousness and the descent of the Son of God. And therefore, when he claims that he's the Son of God, it's a true claim of an experience, of a realization. And then his claim that the Father and Son are one.